From the studios of Vermont Public Radio, this is VPR News. I'm Peter Biello. A handful of Vermont dairy farmers are raising concerns at the State House about a bill that would grant driver identification cards to Vermont residents who are in this country illegally. It's an effort to stall legislation that easily cleared the Senate. Rebecca Howergan told the House Transportation Committee that her family has hired 4 Hispanic workers.
As a whole that I've seen, they like to drink. Some of the guys that I've gotten to know and to trust that have worked for us have said that it's hard for them to sit down and just have a drink after work.
Other farmers support the bill and want to distance themselves from the testimony, calling it offensive. The bill is expected to pass the House this session. A Winooski police officer shot a man after an altercation Wednesday afternoon. Isaac Sage is a 35-year-old Winooski resident who's had run-ins with the police before. Sarah Harris reports.
Police responded to a trespassing complaint Wednesday afternoon. Neighbors complained that Sage had been acting strangely at an apartment complex in Winooski. They found Sage a block away and tried to arrest him. Sage allegedly responded by punching one of the officers in the face. Ed Leto is criminal division commander with the Vermont State Police.
A struggle ensued, at which time one of the officers deployed a taser. The deployment appeared to have no effect on Mr. Sage, who continued to struggle with the officers. Sage then assaulted the second officer, at which time one of the officers discharged his service weapon.
The 2 officers involved were Corporal Jason Noakes and Officer Chris McGavern from the Winooski Police Department. Police won't say which one fired the gun, which one used the taser, or why the taser didn't seem to work on Sage. The 2 officers have been placed on administrative leave following the incident, in keeping with Winooski Police Department protocol. Vermont State Police from outside the region came to investigate the crime scene. The Vermont Attorney General's Office and the Chittenden County State's Attorney Office will conduct an independent review of the case once the investigation is complete. For VPR News, I'm Sarah Harris.
Sage was treated for his injuries at Fletcher Allen Healthcare and has been released. The family of a Vermont State Police trooper who was killed while trying to stop a fleeing suspect in 2003 has received a $4.5 million settlement from the state and its insurance carrier. This week, Washington Superior Court judge approved a settlement to compensate Trooper Michael Johnson's widow and their 3 children. Johnson became the first Vermont trooper to die in the line of duty in 2003. Johnson was struck with a vehicle driven by Eric Daly, who led police on a chase after they attempted to check his vehicle for drugs. Daly is serving a 30-year prison sentence. The Eye on the Sky forecast calls for lots of clouds today with some scattered light rain showers, highs in the mid-50s to low 60s. Tonight should be clear and chilly, lows in the upper 20s to low 30s, and sunshine tomorrow. More on the weather at the end of the hour. For VPR News, I'm Peter Biello.